6. John stood facing Mr. Braddock Washington in the full sunlight. The elder man was about 40, with a proud, vacuous face, intelligent eyes, and a robust figure. In the mornings he smelt of horses, the best horses. He carried a plain walking stick of gray birch with a single large opal for a grip. He and Percy were showing John around.
The slaves' quarters are there.
His walking stick indicated a cloister of marble on their left that ran in graceful Gothic along the side of the mountain.
In my youth, I was distracted for a while from the business of life by a period of absurd idealism. During that time, they lived in luxury. For instance, I equipped every one of their rooms with a tile bath.
I suppose, ventured John with an ingratiating laugh, that they used the bathtubs to keep coal in. Mr. Schnitzer Murphy told me that once he...
The opinions of Mr. Schnitzer Murphy are of little importance, I should imagine,
interrupted Braddock Washington coldly.
My slaves did not keep coal in their bathtubs. They had orders to bathe every day, and they did. If they hadn't, I might have ordered a sulfuric acid shampoo. I discontinued the baths for quite another reason. Several of them caught cold and died. Water is not good for certain races, except as a beverage.
John laughed, and then decided to nod his head in sober agreement. Braddock Washington made him uncomfortable.
All these Negroes are descendants of the ones my father brought north with him. There are about 250 now. You notice that they've lived so long apart from the world that their original dialect...